You're listening to Illinois Public Media on a Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenor of T-Storm Weather in Chicago is here to take a look at the weather forecast for the Midwest, the nation, and the planet. Mike, it appears that it's going to get warmer. The question really is, for how long?
That is the big question, and it's a very important question. Corn pollination is now in full swing across the Midwest, and these cool temperatures that we've had over the last couple of days have been very well timed for that process. But it is going to end as we move forward. Temperatures tomorrow will be around 5 to 8 degrees warmer than today, and then another 5 to 8 degrees warmer after that. That'll put temperatures in the 90s across most of the Corn Belt by the time we get into Saturday or Sunday. Now, the one wild card in all this, as always, is the coverage of thunderstorms. We know that thunderstorms are going to pop up along the edge of heat, but we're not exactly sure how many storms there will be or exactly where they will locate. Most indications suggest that all of the rainfall activity through the weekend would mainly be to the north and west of Illinois, which would be a good thing for most people after all of the rain that we've seen over the last several weeks and months. But if we don't see too much in the way of thunderstorms up there, that will leave us with a lot more sunshine than we're currently anticipating, and that would send temperatures a little bit upward more quickly. But the main point here is that we're going to be seeing high temperatures in the 90s for many of the next 6 to 7 days, with low temperatures generally in the 70s. And that's around 5 to 6 degrees below normal, and more than likely will end up as the warmest period of the growing season so far.
During the summer months, we always were year in and year out, no matter really conditions on the ground across the Corn Belt. Particularly about the Western Corn Belt, it can get dry very quickly. Are they suffering at all yet? It sounds as if they're coming at least through the beginning of the season in really good shape.
They certainly are, and that's a combination of adequate rainfall as well as normal temperatures. It hasn't been too hot, it hasn't been too cool, and it hasn't been too dry or wet as you move away from Illinois onto the north and west. So conditions now are pretty good. It has dried out a little bit over the last couple of weeks in parts of Iowa, Minnesota, and South Dakota. But if you look at the coverage of dryness over the most recent 14-day period and compare it to the last four growing seasons, coverage right now is much lower than any of the last four growing seasons, which just tells you that most areas are adequately wet, and as we know, some areas are too wet. But keep in mind, Todd, even though we have really good soil moisture at the moment in most areas, we don't really want this period of heat coming up to last for too long. Most indications are that it should come to a fairly dramatic end sometime around Wednesday or Thursday of next week. As long as that works out, we'll continue to be looking at a generally favorable growing season, except for all the rain that we saw from Missouri through Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio from June into July. That might turn into an issue later in the season once the USDA can get out there and start looking at some of these fields and putting together their yield reports. But at least for the moment, as long as it turns cooler next week and we continue to see a few areas of thunderstorms with not too much in the way of heavy rain, which is what we expect, not too much in the way of heavy rain, then it's real hard at this point in time to argue that a disaster is out there, just as long as the conditions in areas that were flooded aren't actually a disaster and not as widespread as they might have been had it continued to rain.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Tenor is with T-Storm Weather from Chicago, Illinois, joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason.